we're starting a brand new, right, Shamir said correctly, a brand new Masechta. It's a new sugya of Meitav. It says in the Mishnah, that the Tzad HaShavah is the Shayim Tashlumei Nezek B'Meitav HaOretz. So Rashi said on the Mishnah, May Ijis Nechosav Yigbe Demei Ezeko, Im Reitza Nefroel Al Karka. Right, Rashi only says, we'll have to see what happens when I'm entitled to them. Rashi said, because the Mishnah just says, Meitav HaOretz. Doesn't say, Pashib Shat Pasik, Meitav is even by Metaltanim too. But Rashi says, May Ijis Nechasav, Yigbe Demei Ezeko. Okay. So let's see the Gemara. Tanrabanan, so we have a Bryce, and this is also on in Gittin, verbatim, word for word. Meitav Sadeyu, Meitav Karma Yishane. The Pasik says, you pay Meitav Sadeyu and Meitav Karmo. Meitav Sadeyu shall nizik, u Meitav Karmo shall nizik. So you have to keep your memory clear. Nizik means the person who got damaged. So Rabbi Yechtibe, Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says you pay the Meitav of the victim. Nekiva Omer, Lo Boa Kosev, and Eligbos, and Ezekiel Mina Ijis. The Kavachar and Agdish. So Nekiva is very ambiguous. He doesn't say anything because Pashib Shad, everyone agrees to that. Rishmo also agrees that you're kind of, you pay Mina Ijis. The only thing is, the question is, whose Ijis? And Yishmael says, Meitav Sadayo shall nizik. Mikiva doesn't tell us what he says. He just says, well, because of Eda, he's like a miyat. You're saying the pasuk is coming for a lot. It's only coming for Ijis.
But isn't Pashib Shat means from the Mazik?
Well, why doesn't he say that?
It would seem like a simple reading would be that the Sfarah Chitzona is the Mazik, and therefore the Loba Kusav El Ligbos Mina Idis.
Right. If someone asks anybody on the street where it would be from, I don't think anyone would think it's going to come from the Nizik. Why should it come from the Nizik? The Mazik's the one who did the damage.
I'm not arguing. We'll learn the Gemara. I'm not going to talk about it. But the point that why it's not clear is, Rabbi Akiva does not hit the nail on the head. If Rabbi Akiva wants to argue with Rabbi Yishmael, he should have said it means not the Nizik, but the Mazik. He should say it straight out. He almost, in his words, he's not saying anything. Lo ba kosev, ena ligvos and ezekim mina ijis. Now those words, Rabbi Yishmael can agree to also, pashtas.
Rabbi Yishmael is making an additional implication, though, by saying shall nizik. So that
okay, so Rabbi Akiva is saying,
well, Rabbi Akiva is saying there's no remnants to that additional implication.
Okay, but this is I'm not arguing with you, but it's I'm not saying you're not right, but there's a problem. In other words, sometimes you're saying no problem, or you're saying an answer to a problem. Notice that there's a problem here. The problem is, the Rabbi Akiva does not clearly, in his simple words, Rabbi Akiva, he does not say anything. Which Rabbi
Mina Idis doesn't indicate Mazik. Mina Idis. I still don't know why he gave the whole speech, but doesn't Minha Idis sound like from the Mazik? Because
not necessarily. Min, you have to pay from the Idis of the Nizik.
The payment coming from the Idis.
What is equivalent to the Ijis? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's so clear. Okay, the Gemara is gonna discuss it, but I'm saying the reason for the discussion is because Rabbi Akiva's language is somewhat ambiguous. And it's also this low bar kosev is a like, it sounds like he's being more mako. He's not being Pashup Shan is he's not being more Mako. It's just say he, sometimes he'll be more Machmer, sometimes Rabbi Yisrael will be more Machmer. This low bar because of Ella, his preamble, he also is Shver, Rabbi Akiva. Okay. So the Gemara starts with.
Was Rabbi Akiva after Rabbi Shmuel, just like historically? Did he come later? Is that what the.
I have no idea. If anyone knows, they're welcome to comment. I assume contemporary.
You can find my Siyata LeGemara, see what it says.
This is not, you know, we don't really get into history when we're in the Gemara. So I don't know. Pashup Shat, they were approximately the same time. They're obviously Bar Pluktas. So I don't know. I mean, the Chayra, they were Rabbi Akiva with it. Okay, they were different. Rabbi Akiva was one of the Asari Arugay Malchus. Rabbi Shmuel was also one of the Asari Arugay Malchus, right?
Right.
So they were Prashtas around the same time. Okay. So, check the Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel, Ocho Shmeina Mishanem Shmeina. Ocho Kukusha Mishanem Shmeina. So, what does this mean? It means that the Gemara in the Av Amina understood Rabbi Yishmael different than we understood him. They understood Rabbi Yishmael that what he's saying is that you pay the meitav of the nizik even if you are mazik, the non-meitav. Meaning, if he has a nizik has a garden, and he has one row which is Kusha, which that row is only worth $50. He has a different row, which is Shmeina, and it's worth $100. And if you go ahead and ate the Kusha, you have to pay the Shmeina. Is that, am I saying it right? Let's see, Rashi. Right, the kapara of Rabbi Shmuel, Oko Arugot Shmeina, Vadai Dinu, the Mishanim Shmeina, because that makes sense. Oko Kuhusha, Mi Mishanim Shmeina, Bitmiya, doesn't make sense. Why would you pay more than your damage? Okay. In other words, the Amina was. That Rabbi Yishmael is saying, in other words, we understand, maybe because we know from hindsight, that meitav means it's the same price. It's just there is better, there's sometimes you can have better and worse property, but they have the same, they're the same price, just one's more sought after. So it'll sell faster, but the price is the same. But the Gemara and the Av Amina apparently did not understand Meita that way. They understood that Meita means that it has a higher price. Right? It seems that way.
Again, they're not having a different interpretation of Rabbi Akiva. They're understanding that Rabbi Shmuel was saying that if you ate you had some poor vegetable area, that you ate the poor vegetable area, that you'd be obligated to pay good vegetables.
Right, but not that means a higher, really more than you damn, more value than you damn.
Correct.
Right, in other words, in reality, meitav doesn't mean more value. Meitav just means that, in other words, there's good quality and bad quality, but they have the same price. The price is the same. Just the good quality people grab up, and the bad quality takes it harder to sell, but you don't sell it at any cheaper price. But it seems that the Gemara and the Av Amina, unless someone's going to disagree, when they say Ocho Kusha Mishanim Shmeina, they don't just mean quality, they mean price, right? I think so. That this means that Kuhusha, the Amina was, as Rabbi Shmuel is saying, that Ocho Kuhusha, you pay if you ate a kuchusha, which is only worth $10, your mishanim shmeina, and that makes no sense. Why would you pay more than you damaged? Right. So Omar Ravide Baravim,
I mean, it's a Mishnah. I mean, the Mishnah is pointing out that this is a Chiddush, meaning, well, I don't, what's his, the Gemara's question? The Gemara's not really asking anything, just saying it doesn't make sense. There's right. no reason why.
It's time, and that's shot in the Pasuk, and the Pasuk, it's not, I mean, even if it's based on a Pasuk, since there's probably other ways of interpreting the Pasuk, I mean, Akiva has a different way of interpreting the Pasuk, so you shouldn't interpret the Pasuk in a way that's totally irrational. So, you know, I could say, it's against logic. Why would the Torah be mechayev you to pay more than you damaged?
I mean, according to the Codex, Rabbi Shmuel was killed at Beitar, and Rabbi Kiva was killed a year later after Beitar. So they were at the same time.
Okay, thank you. I don't even know what the Codex is, but all right. But I'm in Amma Aretz. But anyway, but the right. So the Gemara's question is. That in other words, you're right, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel is a pasuk, but there's a pasuk is can be interpreted like Rabbi Akiva. We don't know what Rabbi Akiva is saying, but we don't take a pasuk and make it into what we call that a paraduma, something that's illogical. So this would be illogical. You shouldn't learn the pasuk that way. Okay, Amar Avide Bar Avim, Kogi Mayaskinen, Kivon Sha'okam Aruga Ben Arugas. That the animal ate one row, v'lo yadina iklu sha'akal yishmeinu akal. This already makes sense. In other words, the guy is a farmer. He has some rows that are good quality and some rows that are bad quality. The animal went in and ate one row. Now, after the fact that he ate it, we don't know what that row was. We don't remember exactly which rows were good and which rows weren't good. So therefore, we have a suffix. Did he damage the amount of shmeina, or did he damage the amount of klusha? So the pasuk is telling us that you pay the higher amount. Now, this is not just a havamina. This is Rav Idi Bar Avin. This is a real person. So Rav Idi Bar Avin held that the pshat in Rabbi Yishmoyo is that when we have a suffix, how much has it you damaged? In this particular case, you pay the higher amount. Omar Rava, the Rava says that can't be. Ma ilu yadina de kukusha akal. Lo mishale mele kukusha. If we knew for sure you only damage a kukusha, so you only pay a kukusha. So Rava is asking and Rav Idi Bar Avin that you're going against the principle of Amos and Mechaveh of Araya. Let's see, Rashi.
Isn't it also, you could see from here for sure that the Havmina is still working with the understanding that Meitav means more money, because it then it makes sense to say Amos Mechaveh Araya, as if it's just a different thing, but it's the same amount of money, would that Svara of Amos Mechaveh Araya fit?
I don't know. You're right, but I don't know. Let me read Rashi. All right, let's maybe.
Why is it starting to talk about achal sadeu when a lot of the cases of Zikin are not dafka not sadeu? They're talking about the street, a bar, or this, other things.
Okay, I don't know. I can't answer that. What's the pasuk? Meitav sadeu. The pasuk is talking meitav sadeu. So, okay. And anyway, what would be that? That's before we read Rashi. Let's have we'll read Rashi. Just break it up a little bit. What would be the svara? You know, we have here a machlekes. So we have a machlekes, Rav Idi Bar Avin, and Rava. So what's the svara of each one? So Rava said, let's take Rav Idi Bar Avin. What would be Rav Idi Bar Avin's svara?
Maybe there's a roiv there or something like that?
No, Pashup Shat. I mean, Pashup is no roiv here. It doesn't say anything about a roiv. Someone in the back says that, but I don't want to, you know, that's not the pastures. What's right? What would be Rabbi Yehuda bar Avin Svara?
Normally the lach is Matzimah Raya, but here it's not.
Why?
There's a crossover.
Yeah, right. In other words, Pashup Shad is Rabbi Yehuda bar Avin. Frito says, okay, that's Kupa why we have a Pasik. Obviously, the Pasik of Idris is coming to tell you something. So without the Pasik of Idris, you wouldn't have known it. And the Pasik is coming to be Machmer and the Mazik, to punish him, whatever, to make him pay something extra or more, whatever. So the Pashup Shah Rabbi Yehuda bar Avin is not impressed. Okay, Gaina Chinami. Of course, if not to the Pasik, of course you would say, I'm going to make a Chavei Haraya. But here we have a Pasik.
Is there a punishment specifically where we.
Right. Can we do someone do a little even better than that, Rabbi Yehuda bar Avin? Anybody?
Well, what was the Gemara's Kasha to begin with? So what was the Gemara's Havamina and the Kasha and Rabbi Shmuel to begin with?
No, so they're already, that's why even when Tysus sets it up, they're asking the way, even if you look in Tysus.
We're not working with Sotoso second Pirush. Right now, Rashi.
Why can't we work with Tysus second Pirush?
Because so far we did Rashi, we didn't do Tosos.
Okay, but I'm just showing you from Tysus second Pirush, you're too smart for me, is that you see that there was a possibility that we would be constant, and we had to bring a raya. That
this is worse. Now you're only being constant in a place of suffering.
According to time is the second shot. They're saying, "Oh, shmeina mishanim shmeina." We see we don't constant you. So, "Oh, kush mishanim shmeina." In other words, if you want a constant, we should be consistent. But it means that at least from time is the second shot, the Gemara is ready to hear that you could constant.
They have to be a kanas across the board.
Is saying that the kanas is that we don't say I'm a chaver v'raya.
Well, also the shtickle like it's the mazik is. I don't remember the details of the borei v'shema, but the nizik is like a shema tov, and the mazik is a shema gerua. Like nobody knows what. You come into my field. Why do I have to? You're going to assume that you didn't damage. You come. There's a row missing.
Okay, but then you can say even better. Anyone want to? I see you people. Someone can say a little better.
Better than Kanas.
What?
Better than Kanas.
Better than Kanas. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I was personally inclined that the pshat in Rav Yehuda bar Avin is you're chayev to be mash on the chisaron of the other to the possible extent to which you damaged him.
Right. In other words, there's actually everyone jumps that there seems to be a Rajba on that Beis Amid Beis. People, we started shir after Beis Amid Beis. It actually seems to say such a sara. When you're mazik someone, so you did an aveira. It's like gneiva. It's like you stole. So now you have to do the paying back is pashtus is a way of undoing the aveira that you did. There's certain peheshiv is by gneiva. Peheshiv is like zera sher gazal. So that's not just a punishment. That's the way you undo the aveira. It's a lava nitik v'esay. So Pashup Shat in the by Mazik, you did an Aveira, you went ahead and you were Poshea, and you allowed your animal to be Mazik, your friend's property. So now you're obligated to undo it in order to undo the damage that you did. So there's a Svara to say that, listen, you want to get Kapara, you better pay. I'm not sure how much damage I did. So Adarabba, it's something you should pay. If you don't pay, you're gonna be, it's a din of something deraisa to chumra. You have an iser deraisa of gezel. The iser deraisa can go off if you, I'm not gezel mazik. The iser deraisa will go off if you undo it. If you don't undo it, the iser deraisa stays. So it's you have a suffix whether or not the issue you damage $20 or $30. If you only pay 20 and you really damage 30, So then you're still over the extra 10 dollars. So you should pay the extra money if you want to get kapara. Right? So it's really.
Wouldn't that ultimately be a choice?
What?
Wouldn't that be a choice? That wouldn't be a chiyuv.
No, it could be a chiyuv. There's an aveir. You're not allowed to be over aveiris. So you're not allowed to, you're mechuyev. Could be there's a chiyuv on you to undo the aveira that you did. You did an aveira. There's a chiyuv to undo the aveira. Bezin would force you to undo the aveira.
Hey, Reb, would this depend on what we learn as the Isser Mazik? I know there's a standard yeshiva charade if it's Isser Mazik is learned from Gezel, if it's learned from as the backwards Hashava Saveda, meaning, but Lachor, you can only say this if you hold that Isser Mazik is a form of Gezel. If you say if it's just a backwards of Hashava Saveda, that if you have to return the Kol Shekein Yishur and damage, then who says there is such a chumrah?
That would be by aveda too. If I find an aveda and I don't return it, okay, I don't know. I'm not sure. It could be by aveda or in other words, the pasuk is telling you that you have to undo the harm that you did.
But how are we saying the svara fits with
the question?
How are we saying that's not going to work for the Gemara's question of Kechusha Mishalem Shemina?
No, because over there was no suffix. Over there, for sure, in the first case, you vad ayoni were mazik a Kechusha. So then, why should you pay a Shemina? You're paying more than you damage. That doesn't make sense. Why should you pay more than you damage? There's no suffix. If you pay Kusha, you're vadai paying for what you pay. Stam, we make you pay more. Why should we make you pay more? So and we don't find that such a knas in other places. But here, where there's a suffix. So there's two different ways of you explain Rav Ide Bar Avin. The Chara, they're both good. Either Rav Ide Bar Avin says, listen, we learned from the Pasuk that that because of the knas we override the din from Lezmei Chavei Varaya. It's not like Lezmei Chavei Varaya is such a, it's okay, it's a svara, but now there's this, the Torah what goes ahead, the Torah wants to continue, and therefore they override the knas is that we don't say Lezmei Chavei Varaya. That's good for the knas.
We're super careful that the Nizik pays back what he owes.
What?
It has to be a little more, as long as he pays back exactly, at least what he damaged.
Right, he pays back at least. And normally, if it wouldn't be a Nizik, we would say, but here we continue. We don't say, that was one shot the guy said. And the second shot the guys were saying is that it's not even necessarily just as Knas. It's as we want to avoid a suffix aveira. So the Chara, there's two very good possibilities, Rav Ide Bar Avin. Before we get what would Rava hold? Okay, let's go through the Cheshbon. And Rava says, Hamoz Mavei Varaya. What's Rava's Gasha? First of all, there's a Pasuk. And second of all, there's a Svara.
Lagabe the pasuk, you can't. We are up to defining how to read the pasuk, and it doesn't fit with the policies we know of Hamosi Mechavira Levraya.
In other words, the basically Rava would be saying that since, in other words, it's against because we don't like making psukim that are too big of a chiddush, and this would be too big of a chiddush. This would be too big of a chiddush because it goes against the principle of Amos and Mechaver or Ara Varaya. It's very interesting. Do you people have, I don't know which Gemaras you people own. You people own have a regular Gemara or one of these newfangled Gemaras with the Rashis on the side?
Well, even my old.
No, not the, not, I mean the Rashis from other places in Shas.
Yeah.
No, I don't have that. Yeah. I have an old Talmud. I have a Chazan Shas Talmud.
No one has that.
I have it.
So you want to read us, even though we didn't do the Rashi's here, there's a Rashi from Gittin that he quotes on this Gemara's on Rava's question. How does he explain Rava's question?
I have here, Hamotz mechavei alav araya, alav lahavi eden levar es asafek. The duraisi bebavakama mi bal devarim yigash elehem yagish raya elehem.
So he says again the last words mi duraisi bebavakama, and he quotes a pasuk. Right. What's strange about that Rashi? Who has a little bikkias?
Svarahu.
Yeah, the Gemara comes out that we don't learn it from the Pasuk. That was a Havamina. The Gemara comes out that it's a Svara, the Chaira. Pashit. It's a question how you read the Gemara. So Rashi is Mashma, that he like going out of the way as if to make Rava's Kasha stronger. And if it would just be a Svara, it's not like from Rashi, that if Louis had saw Rava's, the din of a mother of Evrai was just a Svara, then it wouldn't be such a problem that over here the Torah overrides that Svara. Okay. It's only because it's a pasuk that it's a bigger problem. That's what it's Masha from Rashi, which means, okay, in other words, the Gemara and it's later in Bava Kamma, it's unclear. Pashup Shah, the Gemara drops that it's a pasuk. But there is a way of reading the Gemara not like that. When the Gemara says you need the pasuk for when there's a raiv, and then the Gemara is saying you really because ain't no chumam and achar raiv, and then we do, really do learn from the pasuk, according to many people. So but Rashi, it's very interesting. Rashi seems to learn that Rava's kasha is because it's a pasuk. Okay. So what Rava's kasha is.
I think even that we're still going to need to understand why, because you have a pasuk going one way, can't you have an exception as far as that pasuk?
Right. Concerned? So that apparently, like for the Torah to make an exception, and as in this, when once it's in a pasuk, that's worse. If the Torah puts down, it's one thing we thought of a principle. Okay, so Torah tells you what you thought is wrong, but if the Torah says the principle.
Even we wouldn't have said it's wrong. We would have said the Torah made a narrow exception here.
Yeah. Unless we would say then maybe so fakir. So then learn out. Maybe we would make a binyan out to everywhere else also. I don't know. But that's not true. Rabbi the Rabbi definitely wasn't saying that. Okay.
Rabbi, could it be that the pasuk Harashi cites it is like
is what?
Procedural. Like, you don't have a claim in court until you brought a raya. Just like you don't even get into court unless you have some kind of raya owed something. So that if that's how Beis Din works, that you need to come in with a raya before like there's even a court to have a case, then the Torah makes a some kind of you're high even though there's no raya. That's not how Beis Din works. That's not how you're motzi b'dayanim.
Okay, I hear. I don't know. Okay, so let me just repeat because I don't want to lose everyone here. So we're not sure what.
Where was this Rashi from that he quoted? Where was this Rashi?
Rashi and Gittin. Daf, what daf is it, please?
It's Shum, one second. It's.
M'chasamabez,
correct.
Rashi here says that our Gemara is talking about from a pasuk?
Rashi says like this when we have it later on in the. Fifth paragraph, I think, of Bava Kamma. The Gemara brings, let's look over there. Let's look. Because it's important. Like in the beginning, the first Daf Mem Vav in Bava Kamma. Right? The Mishnah. Shor Shenogach is Apara. Right? You people are there? Beginning of the paragraph? Shor Shenogach is Apara. Benimso Ubra Besida. Okay, so this is Sumchis. So says Amra the Gemara, Amra Yudem Shmuel, Zudeve Sumchis, Aramamra Mutasabe Koken. Ava Chomim Omrim Zeklagoda Bedin, Hamotzi made a Vera Olaparaya. And the Gemara brings a pasuk. And then the Gemara asks, if you look at the next page, halfway down, it says, Amar Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Minayim Ramot Rabbe Avaraya, Shlemar Mibbal, Dvorav Yagish Aleim, Yagish Raya Aleim. Makev Le Rav Ashi, Lamedi Gros, Svarahu, Dikov Le Keva, Ozan Rabbe Asya. So the Gemara seems to come out that you don't need a pasuk. But Rashi in Gittin, when Rashi is explaining this Gemara's Kasha, Rashi quotes a pasuk, which is very strange. He seems to be going against the simple mashmos of the Gemara later. But I want to ask you a much more simple
question. Rashi in Gittin is explaining Rava? Where's Rashi explaining?
Yes, Rashi, the Gemara in Gittin is a redundant, is a repetition of our Gemara. Word for word, the same Gemara. And Rashi over there explains Rava. When Rava says, Hamot Gaver Varaya, Rashi says, because there's a pasuk. So I think it's a little funny. Why is Rashi, the maskana of the Gemara in Bava Kama, is that you don't need a pasuk. So why is Rashi quote a pasuk? But I want to ask you a more
basic question. That means the pasuk is stronger. Let me
get to my more basic question. Please. There's a Mishnah, a Mishnah we just ran in the fifth parak here. Shor Shanaga Chesapara, Benimsa Ubra Betzida. So according to Rabban, Hakamim Rabbanan, what do we say?
What's
the Chaver? Does that stem with Rabbi Yishmael? According to Rav Idi Bar Avin. According to Rav Idi Bar Avin, does that Mishnah go like Rabbi Yishmael? What do you people think?
Doesn't that get into discussion of Dovah Shebola Olam or not Bola Olam?
Nothing to do with Dovah. No, I don't think so. Here, in other words, again, Rabbi Yidei Bar Avin said that if you alcohol a row, and we don't know whether it's Shmeina or Kuchusha, so the Pasuk of Idgis is telling you that you pay the better one. So that means, the Chayra, that the Pasuk is telling you that we do not say a Mota Chayver of Araya. So what would happen over there? What would Rabbi Debrahim say in the Mishnah over there? Shor Shanaga Chesapara, Benimza Ubra Betzida. And you don't know whether he bore it or not. So according to Rabbi Yishmael, what would you say?
You don't have a pasuk.
What?
It's exactly a pasuk over there. You don't have a pasuk.
But isn't it the same pasuk?
Oh, you don't know if it was hezek. What
makes it a different case?
If it was hezek.
I could hear a difference in
Sarah. Over here, the shadow is what type of, how much hezek was there? Where the show is, was there?
Simply speaking, you have a doubt as to whether or not.
No, it's the same over there also.
The cow, or is it magic enough?
The animal gored the mother, and we don't know how much had. We don't know if it gored also the baby. We don't know whether the mother was pregnant. No, there's a definitely gored, and as sure as a para. So it caused damage to the para. And now we don't know if it also damaged the ubra. So it's a very similar thing.
That's another hezek.
Did you also break my other window? You broke one window. I don't know. Maybe you broke my other window.
Well, I can't hear it. But the subject is if maybe the animal was pregnant when he gored it. So did he gore an animal that was worth $500 or an animal that was worth $300?
No, it's a separate hezek.
It's exactly the same as our case, except our case is Shane, and over there is Jared.
Just to point out, though, Rebbe, by definition,
I don't know.
The shaila was whether he's chayav for the hezek of the Uber.
But the shaila is, it's not pshat that we're suffering that he hit the animal twice. The shaila is, he gored once. That's pashat pashtas.
Right.
The question is, when he gored the animal, was the animal pregnant, and therefore he did hezek to a very expensive animal, causing the animal to die and causing the baby to die? Or did the animal already give birth? Then he killed the mother, and then the baby died from starvation, whatever, because the mother was dead. So the subject is, how expensive of an animal did he gore? It's very similar to our case. We have a subject, how expensive of a lion did he eat? Did he eat my my top quality food or did he eat my crummy food? So here also we have a subject. Did he gore an expensive cow or a cheap cow? It's a very similar type of shayla.
Rebbe, it could be though, Rebbe, that it's not by definition that even if it gored the mother while the mother was still pregnant, it's not by definition that the miscarriage that occurred was machmas the.
Yeah, then as it seems to be, it would. The only subject is a subject in Mitzi. We don't know what happened.
All it means is it creates a subject whether the goring did cause it, not that by force if the mother was still pregnant that the goring would cause it.
Okay, but it's same. But
isn't there another chazaka to play with the ubar with the chazaka the hashta like? The status that now goes back to the past?
I don't know. The Gemara didn't bring in any chazakas there. The Gemara just brings in the the question that we say,
doesn't the Mishnah seem to separate the two hazakim by the way it's saying, the para and on the ubar?
So im achin al nukla yalda means that he gored the mother and the baby together. Im achin al nukla yalda. So then
you didn't gore the child.
You didn't gore anything. You didn't gore the vlad. Im achin al nukla yalda means that you gored the vlad also.
Right, so by the way, we're saying that Mishalim on the Para this and Mishalim on the Vlad this, it seems to separate the two. It doesn't tell you, well, you're paying for a Para, a non-pregnant Para, you pay this. And on the pregnant part, you will pay,
The Para is Vladai. There's no Shaila that you did Hezek to the Para. And the Savik is, did you Hezek to the Uber?
Yeah, but here you definitely destroyed one row of crops. It's just a question, was that row of crops an idiot or not?
You definitely gored an animal. The question is, was it a pregnant animal or a not pregnant animal? It's the same case. It sounds like that the consensus of opinion, I don't think we know why, but the consensus of opinion is that even Rabbi Shmuel or Rabbi Yehudi bar Avim in Rabbi Shmuel is not going to argue with that Mishnah that Gemara Memvav, right? We don't find a Memvav that there's another opinion. Now, it's not Mukhrop. I mean, it's only Rabbi Yehuda or Shmuel. So maybe Rabbi Yehudi bar Avim would say something different. But the assumption, the guy's assumption, which may or may not be right, which is that Rabbi Yehudi bar Avim would be Maida over there. Because we don't find on Mem Vav another opinion. In other words, it should have said, the Gemara should have said, Rabbi Yehudi bar Avim says, do divrei. So please, but the Rabbanan say you have to pay the whole thing. We don't find anyone on Mem Vav saying such a thing. So the assumption seems that everyone's assuming which is definitely not Mukhrof, but okay, but it's a good assumption, is that Rav Yehudi bar Avim is made over there. So the problem we have is, what's the difference? So what's the difference? Why over here we have a suffix in Rav Yehudi bar Avim that you mazik damaged one of his rows. He has two types of rows. He has expensive ones and non-expensive ones. You don't know which one he ate. Did he eat the more expensive one or did he eat the cheaper one? Over there, he gored a cow. You don't know, did he gore the more expensive cow or did he gore the cheaper cow? If he gored the cow after he gave birth, he was a cheaper cow. If he gored it before he gave birth, he was a more expensive cow. So the question is, why should there be a difference in Rabbi Yehudi bar Avim?
Rabbi, would it work? Would it make a nafkamina between the way we were understanding Rabbi Yehudi bar Avim, meaning the one shot that we were saying was that because you are mazik, then we take away hamotz mecha v'avaraya because we knas you. So according to that shot, I would say that there's probably no difference between the Mishnah on Mem Vav and us here. But according to the other pshat that Rebbe said that potentially is pshat, is that you have to complete your payback, your full nizik, then maybe by memvav, it's possible that there was no such thing here of the Uber, and therefore you paying for the cow itself is paying your complete hezek. Perhaps. I mean, I'm not exactly sure what this far would be.
Maybe I only ate three vegetables, so why did I have to pay for five vegetables?
Well, we know for a fact that when you did damage, 100% sure, there was expensive arugas and there was not expensive arugas. So we know for a fact that if you want to get out full and you want to complete your, you know, take care of your avera, you pay for the highest one and you will for sure take care of your avera. But maybe by the Uber, it's possible that the Uber was never around. So you paying for the, just for the cow could also very possibly, if we know for the fact of time, then you would have taken care of your full aruga. I mean, your full hezek.
Okay, I don't know. But sounds
Rabbi, like Rabbi, let's say there's a shayla. Like,
he's saying it. You know, you sound like you're saying it's like a concept of ikva isura. In other words, that's what it sounds like you're saying. I'm not really such a familiar, but we know that in the Rambam says savik deraisa kula. But that's only if you have a savik on one piece of meat. If you have two pieces of meat that got mixed together, and one was vada yisr and one was vada heter, so then there's a dinner you pay echai ben ashem talo. Aye, what happened to sabik deraisa the kula? So you say there's ikbe surah. So you're saying that somehow or another, this is called ikbe surah here, because it was a vada when the animal came in to eat. There was a vada more expensive one here. Okay, I don't know if that's exactly like a place, you know.
Rabbi, outside of the world of sumchas, let's say in the world of the Rabbanon, Lechara, if there was a shayla, there were two dead cows. Did one drop dead on its own, or did it gore two cows, or did it only gore one cow? Or in this case here, did he eat one row, or did he eat two rows? In any of those cases, Lechara be pashu say matzmi chaveri. There, for some reason, is a difference if we know you ate one row. But the question is, was that row a better or worse? So then we'll say the special concept of meta. So
wait, can I interrupt you? That's a good point. You know, if you want to know like this, let's just see what you're saying. You're saying Rabbi de Baravim has his din. What would have happened in Rabbi de Baravim if it was a subject, how many rows he ate? Would it be the same thing? You know, the Rabbi de Baravim suffix is we have a suffix, did you eat a shmeina or a krusha row? What if all the rows are the same, but we don't know how many rows he ate. He went in, I have a basket full of food, and your cow came in and he ate, and I don't know how much he ate. And I don't know exactly how full it was. I didn't count. And he was eating away. So I don't know if he ate 5 apples or 10 apples. So would Rabbi de Baravim say the same thing over there? I would have thought that he would say there also your chayiv. You're assuming that he would say there your potter. I'm not, you know, I don't know how you, if you're right.
Contra Rashi, that's what he is saying.
Exactly narrowing the Chiddush HaKra, meaning the...
What? According to Rashi, how do you know that's what Rashi's saying he's saying?
Because he says it means how much, you know, it's a quantitative amount of
peros. In other words, there's some rows that have more peros than others.
Right, there it is quantitative.
So the same thing would be the chayra. If there was just the animal went in and there was a bushel of peros and the animal helped himself and we don't know how many he helped himself with, the chayra would be the same thing.
Here you're paying based on the value of the shetach of the land, meaning a shetach of the land, if it had really good fruits, was worth this much. And the shetach of the land, if it had not so good fruits, would be worth a lower amount. So you're paying as far as the shetach of the land. And I have one suffix. Was the shetach of the land prior to the animals eating covered with good fruits or covered with bad fruits?
I don't know. It's a hezek to the land and a hezek to the fruits.
I'm about to see the evaluation of the hezek, but I think we evaluate the hezek as not as far as picked fruits, but rather as far as the piece of land with the good fruits or the bad fruits on it. I think the machlokas would be say kolet. If it's omei to be picked, is it already picked? But and saying if you don't save only to be picked if it's already, as if it's already picked, then you evaluate the value of the land with the good fruits or the bad fruits on it.
Mm-hmm. So therefore you're saying it's different than the apples in the basket, maybe. I don't know why they should be different, but you're saying it's not exactly, it's not necessarily the same case. Because here it's a suffix hezek of the land, and there it's a suffix if you ate more fruit.
Well, here's a vade hezek of the land. The question.
Right, I understand, but suffix how much hezek to the land you did, and there it's like each fruit is a different shida. You know, there is, we don't know how many fruit you damaged, so it's like each fruit it becomes. In other words, you're saying as far as what the guys wanted to say by the shme over there in Baba Kama too. In other words, over there, it's like, in other words, it's like if you view the Uber as a separate, in other words, I think what you're saying is that by the...
That's what I was getting to, the Uber is a separate entity. I was getting to the Uber is really a separate entity because it's dead Uber in front of us.
Okay, all right, so, okay, I hear. Now, you're trying to say that in a basket of fruit, so we our suffix is, was there a hezek? Each hezek is a separate hezek. So you don't know for sure there was a hezek to this apple. But here we know vadai, there was a hezek to this land. You have to know how much hezek was done to the land. So that's a different gather by the Uber, since if we view the Uber as a different entity, even if as far as that, even if he's pregnant, but the, you know, the each piece of the animal is a separate, right? Isn't it? What's the expression of the Marta?
You can't take the question of whether of how much of the animal you gored. Meaning, it's a question: did you gore the animal while it was pregnant or when it wasn't pregnant? It's not a question.
You know, there's an expression of Uber Yarech Imo. But even if you say...
But it's not Yarech Imo anymore. It's the dead Vlad in front of us.
Okay, but the question when you damage, maybe it was Yarech Imo. Okay,
That's not how you would clear the Shiloh, though. I mean, you wouldn't...
If I did Hezek, so what would be a different case? Let's change a new case. If let's say according to Rabbi Yehuda bar Avin, I found I did hezek, and in other words, we don't know how much it was worth before the hezek. So that would be the same case, L'chaira. In other words, if let's say I had something, and we don't know, we didn't estimate it, we didn't get a price, we don't know whether and what condition it was in. Right, and
was this literally
the same thing.
Was this cow a part of Duma? But now it got gored so badly you can't tell anymore because it's got a mum. You can't tell anymore if it's a part of Duma.
That's identical to the case of
right. In other words, you know, if you would have a thing, I don't know whether if it's a mint condition, it has a higher price. If it's not a mint condition, it's a lower price. I have a stamp collection. The stamp, when they're in mint condition, they're worth more. They're not in mint condition, they're worth less. And now you went ahead and you ate my stamp collection. So we don't know, was this stamp a mint stamp or not mint stamp? I don't remember which stamps of mine are mints and which ones weren't mints. So that would be, you say, that would be exactly the same.
Assuming that's the same as idios, whatever it's considered Meitav. Is Meitav the absolute best?
Okay, so we're not sure, but what the guys are saying, I don't know if they're right, because I'm not sure if they're right, because Pashtus on Mem Vav, Uber is Yarech Imo, but what the guys are trying to say, and is that somehow or another in our case, Shamir is saying that the Shaida is the Hezek is on the land, so there's a piece of land. The shaila is: Did you do a big hezek to this land or a little hezek to this land? So you definitely were mazik this land. We just don't know how much. But over there, we don't know if there was hezek altogether to the Uber. We view the Uber as a separate entity, and we're not even sure that there was hedek to the over. So when did Rabbi Yehuda bar Avin say is din? That's if we know for sure that there was hedek to the over. We just don't to the dam. We just don't know how much. But if we don't know if there was hedek to the over altogether, so then he wouldn't say his din.
Just for clarification.
What?
Just for clarification, do we need to say that there was a hezek to the land? Is the land?
Shamir is saying. Shamir is saying that if the hezek is to the apples, and we view it that the apples were picked already, then he's saying that it doesn't. He's claiming that then Rabbi Yehuda bar Avin would agree that we would say our must have been right because each it's a there's no vaday hezek to this. You know, he wants to claim Shamir that it's only when there's vaday hezek. And now you want to know how much hezek it was, then Rabbi Yehuda bar Avin says it's dead. But if it's but 10 apples or five apples, we know he ate five, so that you have to pay. And the other five, we don't even know if there was hezek. So each apple is a separate maisa hezek. We have a subject if there was a maisa hezek or not. So then Rabbi Yehuda bar Avin would not say his dinah. That's what he wants to claim. I don't know if he's right, but that's what he's claiming. It could be. It could be that it's not like you need like there's a vaday maisa hezek, but if each apple is separate, then there's no vaday maisa hezek. So then it's see when you have a vaday maisa hezek, then there's more of a cheskes chiyuv and there's more of what was said about that there's a vaday aveira, and now you have to get kapara. You vaday did an aveira. You vaday were mazik my land. Now you want to get kapara. You gotta pay to get kapara. But I don't know if I did the aveira. I don't know if I ate that apple. Every apple is a separate aveira. I don't know if I did hezek to that apple. I maybe never did the hezek. You're hitting me with an aveira that I might have never done. So you say, well, maybe you did an aveira. So then that's what Shamir is saying. Shamir is saying, and Binyamin Pesach also says he's saying it, I believe him. I interrupted him. I apologize. Hatase ani maske. So he's saying that if we don't even know yet if you did you did hezek to one thing, but maybe this. So every object is like a separate aveira. It's a separate, you know. It's unclear. You know when you're mazik, it's a little bit of a shida. Is it one aveira or is it two? When you're saying, I'm mazik, if I would eat five of your apples, how many aveiras am I over? How much gezel am I over? Is it one gezel or five gezels?
Well, if you're stealing all your day, if you're stealing all your day, your bite, then every bite, every time you say, I shall have a food.
There's an interesting shine. In other words, if I would go ahead, you have a $50 light, and I pick up your light and I walk off with it. So Pashas, I'm just doing one nice gezel. But if I fill up my basket with your, I take your apples, so you have a bag of 10 apples or whatever, and especially if they're separate, and I pick them in a bag and I walk off with them, it could be that I'm doing five different nice genevas. So that's what, so therefore, if it's one nice geneva, so then Rabbi Yehuda bar Avin says, listen, you got to pay. Make sure you pay for that geneva that you did a geneva. And Torah said the Heshiv is like Zeta Shur Gaza or by Nezikin, the equivalent. You definitely stole. There's a Cheskes Chiyuv on you. You got to undo the Aveira. We're not sure how much you stole. So you got to pay the full amount to undo it for sure. But if it's five different apples, I don't know if I did that Maisa geneva. You know, I don't remember how many people I stole from. I know I was on a criminal spree, but I don't remember all the crimes I did. So who said I'm even guilty for this crime? So it's a whole different gather. So you're saying that on Menvav, I'm not sure about because I would have said that Uber Yerech Imo. So it's also the same Maisa Aveira.
I understand as far as like the suffix clared. I mean, the suffix clared as did you mazik the mother while it's pregnant, or did you were you mazik it?
Yeah, but I would have thought the same thing. There, we know for sure you did a hezek to the animal, and we don't know how much the animal was worth when you did the hezek.
You don't know if that hezek was shayach to the uber. I mean, you know you did a hezek to the animal, but you don't know that that hezek was shayach to the uber.
But if you say uber yerech emo, so that means we don't know whether the animal.
It's only a yerech emo calls mom that the mother hasn't given birth to it. But what?
Yeah. When you that's the question. When you
gave already given birth to it.
I'm stuck on a specific point why we can't use chazak to hashta.
I don't
know. Because the over is on the ground.
I don't know. Chazaka da'asha is a very, very weak chazaka, and it's not used for so many things. Chazaka da'asha, according to many, many people, is only used as a reyesa to kill a chazaka me'ikara. Many people say in the Mishirshirate that there's chazakas only go from the past to the present. There is no such thing as a chazaka from the present to the past. That's the
general
assumption.
You have a dead Uber here.
Chazaka da'asha is only when you to make a tarta de reyesa. That way, because it makes a reyesa on the chazaka de meikara. But we're not here, there is no chazaka de meikara to make a reyesa in. So there would be no content of chazaka da'asha. It's not a. Most people say the chazaka da'asha is not a positive force. It's only a negative force in that it's a reyes and the chazaka to make kara. I think that's the usual explanation.
And they're not using chazaka to make kara to say the blood was in the mother?
No, chazaka to make kara being used over there. No. Okay, anyway, so we have a few things we don't understand. Let me just summarize what we don't understand because we're running late. First of all, we don't know exactly, or more than exactly, I don't like the word exactly, we don't know at all what Ravi de Bar Avin Svara is. Is Ravi de Bar Avin Svara that it's a knas, or is Ravi de Bar Avin Svara because this is a yashris of, because you did a maisa hezek? And is Ravi de Bar Avin Pashas is getting his din from a pasuk? And that's what the pasuk is teaching us. We're not sure why exactly Ravi de Bar Avin's din is different than on Mem Vav. Someone mentioned a possibility in the very beginning, I don't remember who, that Ravi de Bar Avin was only talking about shame. And on Mem Vav, it's Karen. Maybe that's the difference. Pashas, why that should make for a difference, I have no idea. But someone did mention that possibility. So I'm just throwing that out also. I don't know. So we're not so clear why Ravi de Bar Avin would be different than Mem Vav. That's Ravi de Bar Avin. In Rava, we're not really so sure what Rava's question is, because granted, there's a pasuk of Amos, even if there's a pasuk of Amos of Evariah, so why can't we have an override? Right? That was that the pasuk over here is saying that we don't follow the pasuk of Amos of Evariah. What's so terrible? Amos of Evariah is normally. And over here, we have a pasuk. It's a special pasuk. That's why there's a pasuk here, to say it's an exception.
But we're going to come out saying that pasuk means something else.
We're not so sure what Rava's promise. What was interesting in Rashi is that Rashi seems to go out of his way to say that Amos of Evariah is a pasuk rather than a svara. And we're not really sure why Rashi did that. Because either way, if it's a pasuk, so the pasuk is telling you, it's based on, it's telling you the svara. If it's a svara, then it's the svara is telling you the svara. So why in the chayra, there's no difference if it's a pasuk or a svara. So someone said, it would be a svara, and this pasuk is telling you to drop the svara, koatara kula. So then, okay, then I could hear it. Then, you know, that makes it different, because if it's just a svara, it's shy to say that this pasuk is telling you your svara is wrong. But no one's going to say that Ravi de Bar Avin is saying that your svara is wrong. Right? Ravi de Bar Avin is not saying your svara is wrong. Ravi de Bar Avin also agrees that in Kol HaTorah Kula we say HaMeisa Mechavera of Araya. So why would over here, you know, why? What's the difference if it's a pasuk or a svara? Right? We're not too clear on that either. Okay.
Rabbi, also, if it was a difference of a pasuk, then the lechara, the lamali kra on mem vavim and beis wouldn't apply because there's a reason why you should stick with the pasuk. The pasuk's stronger.
Okay, but that's only from Yidin Barabin, and we don't pass like Yidin Barabin. I don't know if that's such a, I don't think you can go ahead and ask such a contract. The Gemara is not, it's not working from Yidin Barabin. It's probably Rabba, is probably considered the Maskana. So we're not, but okay, so and the few things we're not clear about, we don't really know clearly from Yidin Barabin's Svara. We surely don't know why Rav is so adamant. It doesn't sound so bad. We have two logical possibilities for Avidi and Rahavin. And we don't know, again, we don't know why Avidi and Rahavin would be married on Mem Vav. Of course, there's always a possibility to say that he would argue on Mem Vav. That's also a possibility. Okay, so there's three different things. We don't know what Avidi and Rahavin does with Mem Vav. We don't know exactly what his far is. Is it a knas or is it because the suffix is there? And we don't really hear no clearly Pshat and Rava's objection, and we don't know why Rashi and Gittin insist on quoting the pasuk. Okay, there's a lot of good things to start with on the first.
A little day. Off topic, Rebbe. did Rebbe address Shovavim last week and what it means?
In the share?
Yeah.
Not in this share.
Can Rebbe address it for a minute?
No,
I remember his vod from 28 years ago.
Yeah, you have to learn some kabbalah. Go ask Victor Mekobo.
Rabbi, is there Share Tuesday?
Yes, Be'ezus Hashem. I'm hoping to give Share Tuesday tomorrow. There's Rabbi Winter's wedding, but I'm not going because I'm in quarantine. Not quarantine, but I'm keeping myself in quarantine because of Corona. So I'll be here. And Tuesday, the yeshiva is here having a hesped for Rabbi Kinarik, and I'm supposed to speak. But I assume we'll change the schedule that I'll speak after the shir. That's what I assume. The hesped's for 8:30, so I'll speak at 9 o'clock or whatever. So I don't want to cancel the shir because of the, I don't think that's right.